Hold on tight for the next hour. You're entering into a place, a zone called the alternative to the alternative media. It's a special place where even truth seekers fear to tread.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Affirmative. You're listening to Censored Material, outlawed worldwide. So let's have some fun before they get the keys and put us all in jail. Here on the Greg Anthony Show. Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good night. Buenos dias, buenas tardes, buenas noches, Chinese United States of American citizens. Yes, we are just Chinese United States American citizens, aren't we? And if you look around, folks, that's exactly what's going on here. We're going to have a system just like they have in China, where we get locked down, where we are told what to eat, what to drink, what to do. And by the way, if you live in California, by 2035, that's right around the corner, you will not be able to buy a gas-guzzling diesel car. But you'll be able to buy a nice corporate jet that's going to whisk around the rulers of evil for a cool $27 million. And by the way, that electric car is going to be filled with batteries. Yes, 18,976 AA batteries. And boy, Mercedes will have a ball with that, and so will you. It'll only cost you $77,000. And you'll be able to drive to the supermarket and back because they're going to control how much petrol you buy. Oh, wait, you don't need it. You don't. Wow. Did you know? Somebody sent me a video. 1974, a guy, I think it was in Denmark, and this has happened in the United States. They run cars on water. Can you imagine if that happened? Water would cost like $18,000 a gallon. Yes, just $18,000 a gallon. I've been notified by the Thought Police. You know, I get notified all the time that I'm saying censored material and it could land me in the hoosegow. But I continue to do it. Yes, I do. Greg Anthony here back on a Friday. It's October 7th. Yes, October 7th. And by the way, I've been bilingual for a long time. I used to speak Italian better than English because I don't speak English that well, I'm told. Anyway, back here on Friday, I haven't been on in a while, and I hope that I can continue Tuesdays and Friday here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, even though the First Amendment doesn't exist. So we're calling the radio station FirstAmendmentDoesn'tExist.com because it doesn't. There is no freedom of speech. Did you hear that? Most of these states and the federal government want to make it a crime if you have a second opinion about COVID-19. Now, doesn't that go against the hypocritical oath that the doctors take? Well, they do take a hypocritical oath, and that is no more second opinions, right? Before, you used to go into the doctor, they diagnosed you with strep throat, diagnosed you with liver cancer, whatever cancer, and they'd say, go get a second opinion, then come back. Now they say, if you get a second opinion, don't bother to come back because you're going to be in jail or dead. Wow, the times have really, really changed, folks. And they're changing so fast, I really don't know what to expect tomorrow. But we can expect this, that this has been a well-orchestrated plan for years and years and years. And I remember 20 years ago, I began looking into this, maybe even longer. And I started to put together a number of articles regarding who are these people. We always talk about they. You know, the Simpsons are always telling us who they are, right? Go to the Simpsons. You'll get your history. You know, they always tell us what's going to happen. They told us 10 to 15 years in advance that Donald, that traitor, will become president. And I love to still hear people believe in the Donald. You know, how can you believe in this guy? Remember Operation Warp Speed? That's all you have to remember. Hey, listen, I started off by saying I've been referring to America as Chinese United States of America for a long, long time. And I get a lot of criticism, people saying, hey, you don't love your country. You can't really love a country. You can love the people in it. And there are a number of people in this country I love. A lot of people I detest, and most of them run your state and local and federal government, as well as the Jesuits. I put a lot of blame on them, and over the years have told you, understand who these rulers of evil are. And so today, I thought I would start off this week, well, it's really the end of the week, and start off next week with kind of going back in time a little bit, and discussing how I became acquainted with the rulers of evil, how I've handled it over the years, and where we are today, and all the characters that have been involved in we can start with, Kennedy and work our way up, then, of course, go back in time and discuss how things are always the same, and they change, right? History really is a compilation of ups and downs. You never see history going if you use a graph, going straight up where the world is fantastic and it stays there. It usually goes up to a place where people are pretty content, and then it starts spiraling down. Then it goes up again, then down. So it's a series of ups and downs, and really we get nowhere. And this time, they're taking us down, 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 down. And where do we end up? That's really the question. Everybody's talking and knows, at least most people who have a brain, and there is not very many people in America that do anymore, because otherwise this would have never happened. What am I talking about? Nobody has ever taken a real good look at how far down we can go and what are we going to end up. And that's maybe how I'd like to begin by saying, yeah, we're going to take a look at who these rulers of evil are, who the Jesuits really are, because it's really important to understand Rome, even today, is involved and at the head of this so-called world of evil. And they use religion as a way to ensnare you into their pews and then gobble you up and steal your mind, body, and soul. That's what we've been talking about here on my show for the last 20 years. And unfortunately, it's gone on more deaf ears lately because I can't really blame people. Well, I can blame them for not really understanding what's going on. But there's so much happening that you're looking at pockets of truth tellers in every corner of the world. Some people are involved in saving the cows. Ask yourself, why are they want to kill cows? They're now, I've read reports, giving mRNA vaccinations, that's these gene-altering vaccinations, to cows. And a friend of mine sent me an email stating they did this to her cows, I believe this was overseas, to a herd of 200, and 35 died the next day. Sounds just like what they're doing here. A lot goes on. Let me say this. I've been thinking about this COVID thing since it started. It's pretty easy to explain. It's a hoax. It doesn't exist. It's nothing more than the flu. And the whole idea was to get you vaccinated so they could wipe you out, create a genocide. But why didn't more people die in the beginning? Oh, well, sure, a lot of people have. But what was their strategy? And I'm just going to ask you this. If you know that it's a hoax and you don't take these vaccinations because they're very dangerous, what was their plan? I think it was this way. I think in the beginning, in the first round of COVID, about 80% of what they passed out, and they were very selective, were placebos. And then the 20% that weren't, you're seeing all these ramifications now. And the reason they did that was because, for example, let's say you have 5 members of your family and 3 live, they all live all over the country. And not one of them is had any bad effects. So you say, well, see what happened to that tennis player? Well, I took it and I'm just fine. Well, you know what that tells you? That tells you they're going to go get another one and another one. And as they increase, pretty soon the percentages of the placebos go down and the deaths go up. That's just my thinking on how they handled this. I don't have any proof. But then again, what good is that anyway anymore? Facts aren't important. They make it up. You see what they're doing. I mean, they just lead you down the primrose path with anything they want. They'll tell you the stupidest things, and people will believe it. And unless the majority of people get on the side of real truth, and that is asking questions, you know, getting both sides of the story, whether it be 9/11, whether it be the Korean War, whether it be weather modification and what happened in Florida, whether it be anything. Use your thinking cap and don't just believe what the government tells you. In fact, disbelieve it to begin with. You're better off because you know that most of them, most all of them, deserve to be called traitors. They no longer represent the people of the United States and the people of the world in their respective countries. The leaders have been swallowed up by this global plan, i.e., we know a name now. We call him Klaus Schwab. And then we have, of course, the Vatican, which, you know, we have our, what do we have, two Christs on earth living now? They're going to have like three or four and then pave the way for the Antichrist. And that's really what's going to happen. There's going to be an Antichrist running the world. And the people will love it. Because the strategy is simple. All of the problems that you see now, the government then comes and says, each prospective government, and they all say the same thing. That's a clue. That should tell you, how do they all get the same thing? And the news media puppets what they say. And that's why people really have been, they don't get their news from anyplace else. They don't trust the internet. There's so many voices out there, and I don't trust much of it either. But then again, what happens is the television is the reason why this is going on. If people would just turn it off, not listen to the government, do something. You know, I'm still seeing people walking around with masks, and I'm going, what the hell is wrong with these people? I mean, don't they, you know, the other day I was in the supermarket, and this poor kid was like 6 months old crying, you know, sitting there waiting for his mother to put all the groceries on the counter, crying and crying and crying because he can't breathe. So the kid's going to sit there and die on the couch, but that's okay. As long as you don't get COVID. And by the way, COVID doesn't exist. They haven't proved it. The tests are really bogus. And thirdly, the more vaccinations you get, the more apt you are to get sick. Because it's ruining your immune system. Did you know birth rates are down? Yeah. Why? Because of the vaccines. And they're going to go down and down and down and down. Because what I said in the beginning, the strategy, I think, is to constantly increase the percentage of non-placebos with dangerous mRNA experimental drugs that have never been tested and shouldn't be used. And while you increase, pretty soon the person that says, well, I've had three of these, I'm still fine, the fourth one may get him. And then it may take a year or so. So you're going to see an increase of all of this. Their goal is really to reduce the population, and we've told you why. That's because they want a transhuman world. Yeah, half robot, half man, maybe whole robot, who cares? And we got like 100 people running all the robots. Boy, what a world they would have. But look into the future. What do you see? You know, I see basically in this vicinity where I live, I see the three countries here, Canada, United States, and Mexico, joining together, racing the borders, and creating the North American Union, whatever, run by, there'll be like five or six quadrants of the world. There'll be one supreme leader. And you will then be on what's called the Chinese credit system, social credit system. And what I mean by that is they want to take away everything. And I pulled up this video. I'm going to play it for you. It's about 4 or 5 minutes I want to play. And it explains exactly what they're going to do to you with this kind of, when all the cash is taken away and you're going to have digital currency. And they're going to be able to control you by the money in your digital wallet that they will give you. Hey, listen, I like wallets. They're my good friend. I have a wallet. I put it in the back of my pocket. And, you know, it kind of stacks. You get all that stuff in there. I still got a redemption card from a gas station from 1981. If I go in there, I'm going to get 1 free gallon of gas. Somehow I keep it in my wallet. But that's me. I like paper. They like digital. So you're going to have a digital wallet that you're not going to be able to put in your back pocket. And they're going to be able to control by your actions how much you spend, where you spend, what you spend. And the question I have, who would want to live in this system? And I know some of these crazy yuppies will say something like, or woke, whatever they call them now, say something like, well, it's going to be a better world. It's going to be controlled, organized. Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's for the 10% of us that'll be left. And the world won't be better. It'll be a dangerous, dangerous place to live. And then they'll say, but no, there'll be no crime because all the people that are living are killed. Then there can't be any crime. But anyway, so I'm going to play this for you. And give me a minute here to, just give me a second. I'm going to pull this up so you understand what they have planned for you. And this little clip tells you well. Okay, here you go. The Chinese United States of America future.
Recent data from the annual climate change conference has revealed that only a drastic reduction in fossil fuel use will help protect against climate change. The government has announced limits on petrol and diesel use for all individuals in the UK, which will be enforced using smart money. Each wallet will be limited to a purchase of 15 litres per week, after which the wallet will be prevented from making any further purchases in that week.
Ah, bollocks.
Growing concerns over obesity and bad health will be tackled using the Smart Money Network. The government proposes to limit the total number of sugary foods that each digital wallet can purchase in any given month.
What?
Experts say that the new pandemic, which is 10 times more contagious and deadly than coronavirus, can only be defeated by minimizing all human contact and staying home as much as possible. In order to enforce this, all digital wallets will only work within 1 mile of the address at which they are registered. Shopping times will be staggered so that you can only make purchases for a 2-hour period each day. All non-essential item purchases will be rejected.
Jesus Christ.
The government, in a move to stimulate growth in the economy, is trying to ensure that all benefit money paid out to the public is spent within an appropriate time period. From the 1st of August, all benefit payments, including the new social credits, should be spent within 2 months of receiving them. Benefit money will expire and be of no use if it is not spent within the 2-month period.
Blimey, they're putting a shelf life on money.
Vaccination uptake for the latest pandemic is now at 95%. Anyone who has not been vaccinated will have restrictions placed on their wallets. For the 5% unvaccinated, spending will only be allowed at certain times and within 1 mile of home. Certain goods, such as alcohol, travel tickets and restaurant purchases, will not be available for those who have not been vaccinated, and their digital wallets will not work outside of the UK.
Wow.
Concerns are growing over people who grow and supply their own food outside of government-approved companies. The government will be restricting the purchase of all seeds and other farming products for anyone that is not a registered farmer.
What are they doing that for?
The government is trying to reduce the amount of red meat people eat in their diet for environmental and health reasons. Digital wallets will only be allowed to purchase 8 ounces of red meat per week.
How much is 8 ounces?
In order to protect the environment, the government is introducing limitations on the amount each wallet will be able to spend on the following products: aerosol cans, single-use plastics, coal, meat, chocolate, fish, and coffee.
What about fags?
In a move to encourage good behaviour, the government is awarding digital currency direct to your wallet if you report on anyone breaking lockdown rules or report on individuals expressing extremist views. Anyone deemed to be expressing extremist views may in turn have restrictions placed on their wallets.
And that's what.
Okay, so there you have it, the world in the future. And boy, doesn't leave you much room there, your social credit score and your wallet. What if you don't make any money? What are you going to do? I guess you wouldn't, you'll have to go on the black market. And boy, that's going to really be a place to be. But anyway, let me say this. How are we fighting this? But how's the world fighting back? Well, we've had 1,755 new podcasts this week to fight all this. That should work. And I'm always interested. People are starting podcasts all the time, but they have to get their face in there. Or there's a number of them where they walk down some path and they keep walking and walking. Or then there's the others that mix in all of these nice little clips with their talking as if they're a news station. And I'm wondering, that's our goal, right? You know, I've in the past interviewed a lot of people. And I think, remember Chester, what's his name? Chester something. He was the head of the Senior Citizens Army. And he's got a better idea. He wants to gather all people over 65 and really go to war against these people. Now, that's a better idea than starting. That was 1,375 new podcasts onto the 10 million that are out there. That's how we're fighting back. And in the last 2 or 3 minutes, let me just make a point. Not only is that a terrible way to fight back, I've listened to maybe one, because every time I turn on, it's the same old thing, you know? How much can you take? Weather modification, hurricanes, we don't even talk about the nuclear war, but, you know, do nuclear weapons even exist? There's a case that they don't. Did you ever read about that? That this whole nuclear thing is basically just a ploy to keep you under your desk as a kid, saying, oh, Russia's going to strike again. You know, they have a number of big, huge bombs that'll kill you. Don't worry about that. But are they nuclear weapons? Good question. Somebody will email me and go, yes, they are. You're so stupid. But anyway, it's good to be back on the Greg Anthony Show. Got a lot planned for you this time around. We'll see how long we can keep it going or how long they'll let us, because we always are living under this thing where they're going to shut the internet down. Then what are you going to do? Well, don't they have to have an internet to have a social credit score? So maybe they'll just shut it down for a while so the people go crazy. Within 3 days, there'll be like 2 million deaths fighting over what, cell phone? I can't call my, oh God. Can you imagine the youth of today without texting? They won't last a day. But anyway, I wanted to do this, but I'm running out of time. But I really want to talk about the idea of radio and how radio is really still, to me, the best way to communicate. And I'll explain that when I come back, as well as talk a little bit more about these rulers of evil and the feared and the feared organization called the Jesuits that I talk about all the time. And not, that's my reminder that I have 5 seconds. So I got to go. Back in 3 minutes on the Greg Anthony Show here on First Amendment Doesn't Exist Radio.com.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses, bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is, speculation, not truth, this book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there. Or you may also find it at Amazon.
The following program is labeled dangerous and off-limits by the supreme Jesuit command, but stand tall, people. Listen up, and you may just learn something.
Dear Lord Jesus, this ain't happening, man. This can't be happening, man. This ain't happening.
Okay, good afternoon, Chinese United States of American citizens. Yes, that's you and me. And isn't it sad that our governments have sold us out and a majority of the people believe them? How can that be? Well, it is. And folks, we're living it every day, as you can see. You know, I wanted to do a couple things here. I ended last half hour by saying I wanted to explain what I meant about this war we're raging with podcasts and the visual media. Everybody has this thing. They want to get their face on TV, and we've lost that kind of power of the spoken language. And there's some people along the way that have kept it true, and the books and radio. Radio, to me, is probably the purest form of communication, because if somebody does it well, maybe somebody not like me, you get an idea of using your own imagination. What better way to tell a story than to listen to somebody tell it so you can basically sculpture your own images and your own system of looking at the thing instead of sitting in front of a podcast or sitting in front of a TV or whatever, having them do it for you. And that's why the English language is going through a changeover now. If you ever look how these young kids, first of all, They don't have penmanship. They don't write letters. They don't even know to write in cursive. And when they start texting in that mechanical way with both their thumbs going crazy and crazy all of the time, they have shortened every word, like, are you coming to my house? It's like an R, you, then you, coming. I don't know what they do with that. And everything is abbreviated. So really, they have no idea what is a sentence. And not that it's important that you know how to conjugate a verb or you know this, but it's important to know how to communicate and to tell a story. And that's why radio to me is more important than all these podcasts and always will be. But in a rational world, you know, that would be the case. But as a famous man, I can't remember the guy's name. He was a cowboy philosopher, said if we lived in a rational world, then men would be riding side saddle. How true that is. Okay, so now let's move on. The rulers of evil and the Jesuit order. I've spent a lot of time talking about them over the years and have, when I came back from Rome, and instead of making a long story short, I'll make a short story long. I learned about them there, not knowing anything when I went there, and I got a quick lesson in the way the world works and how the Jesuit order basically and the Vatican have worked together with the leaders of the world to now bring us into the final phase, and that's the Antichrist, the New World Order, the Great Reset, call it what you want. But it boils down to control. It boils down to you being pushed into a slavery role. And although I've argued many times that we've been slaves no matter what since the 14th Amendment, it has come to pass over the last 2 years since 2020 how deeply serious this is and how, as the years go on, we'll end up as that last segment I was playing on my first half hour. Controlled everything, what you eat, what you drink, how you think, who you are, because they want your mind, body, and soul. So, over the years, I've tried to, when I came back to the States, I tried to interview most anybody that knew anything about the Jesuits, got into a lot of trouble for it. Been on many, was there in the beginning of the internet on some of the bigger stations. It wasn't the way it is now, back in 2001, 2002, right after 9/11. And I got a firsthand look at how the internet really works and some of the, basically the gatekeepers, Alex Jones, for one, who really isn't, that's his name. There wasn't Alex Jones before the Alex Jones. And people have argued Alex Jones is really Bill Hicks, the old comedian. And then you get in trouble because then they start saying, wow, boy, you're really stretching it. But listen, I work side by side, not physically, but on the same radio station as Alex Jones, talked to him and was censored by him and got to know how they operate. And I can say firsthand that he is a gatekeeper, works for them, and has continued to amass millions of dollars. And his recent run-in with the courts has been played up as a method of basically saying, listen, patriots, if you're going to do what I do, you're going to end up in the same position, so shut up. That's what he's there for, because he'll never pay a penny, a judgment. In fact, he'll make money off of this because he's in one of those people on the internet who are what I call one of the rulers of evil in the media. Okay, so the Jesuits, where do they fall in here? I mean, I've talked about many, many things, gone over many, many stories, talked to everybody I could get on my show to communicate with me about them. And during those earlier days, it was easier to get the message across because we haven't been bombarded. We weren't then bombarded by so many things. Right now, look at what's happening. You got weather modification. You got basically Russia and America fighting this orchestrated war. You have COVID-19, which never ends, vaccinations. You have lockdowns, which are coming back. You have everything possible to disrupt your life. Children suffering depression in America. Suicides are up because of the way we're living, the way they're destroying the way we live. Just overtly doing it. And you see it. And you wonder, where it comes. But let me say this. You're in living the greatest time of your of the world, I think, in a long time, because basically, think about this. They're laying themselves bare on what they are, the rulers of evil, how evil this really is. And when this whole thing comes to pass, there has to be a spark of divinity, humanity, that's going to survive, whether it be me or you is not important, survive all this. And will it be a pure place? Yes. And this rule, these rulers of evil will be gone. And that is a promise made by a higher power. But anyway, back to the Jesuits, I ran across something. I could start anywhere. But I saw a book called Modern Times, From Elizabethan to Modern Times by Albert Close. And somebody wrote about it. I took a look at it, saying, boy, I'd like to find something about the Jesuits that I haven't read. And the Jesuit order, says Mr. Close, was the satanic power to the Reformation, endeavoring to restore the lost fortunes of the papacy. Now, that reminds me of what the papacy is doing right now. They recently have called all of their assets into the Vatican money laundering bank so that if there's a crash worldwide, they're protected. Now, that bank, and I know for a fact, is a money laundering operation. Vatican getting 10 to 15% of anybody's money. They don't care. Jack the Ripper could send his money there, and they'd say, just fine. So basically, they've been doing this for years, and the Vatican Bank, basically, I've been involved in some, in a lawsuit against them, and the courts in America love the Vatican, and have told us, the Ninth Circuit Federal Court, that they don't do business here. The Vatican Bank doesn't do business here, so don't try to sue them, even though they do business in every county in this country. They all work together, folks. The judicial, the executive, the legislative, your clergy. I feel sorry for these Catholics. You know, I was born a Catholic. How can you remain in these pews? It's blind ignorance. I mean, come on. But anyway, Mr. Close says that they were the satanic power behind the getting rid of the Reformation. And some of the criminal efforts he calls in his book, the shock troops of Rome. So that this information would be authentic, the author spent a good deal of time at the public records office in London searching for documentation. He also searched the Vatican. Documents were recovered from the Vatican secret archives. How he got those, I have no idea. When I was in Rome, I used to cover the Pope's speech on Wednesday. It was Pope John Paul II at the time. And it was funny, when I first got there, he was Polish, right? Polish Pope. And I said, oh my God, Polish Pope, fantastic. I was an ex-Catholic looking to restore my faith, I guess. And so when I got there, he was the Pope. He was the one of the rulers of, I didn't call him that. I call him the Supreme Pontiff. But anyway, with his mitre hat and all of these satanic symbols I had no idea of, that I had I was real close to them, so I got a good look at everything after I figured this out. And so I'm there, and I did the speech, you know, on Wednesdays. And one of my kind of goals was to, after I learned about this, was to sneak in the Vatican archives. And I remember I'd use my pass to get down some little steps, and then I'd get caught by one of the guards or something, not the ones that don't talk to you, the Swiss guards, but they have guards all over the place. And I'd just show my press pass and say I was lost. But I never could make it there, and I found out it's protected more than, Fort Knox. Why? Because what's down there would really give the people an idea of how the world works, how it has worked. It would tell us a lot about the ancient world that's been kept from us. It would tell us also a lot about what kind of plane we live on. You know from past shows, I don't subscribe to the heliocentric theory at all. In fact, you can do a few tests of your own, and then if you come away, the only reason you're going to do it is because you're going to believe somebody else that sits up in the ivory towers and goes, oh, yeah, those satellites are really spinning around. And I'm going, there are no satellites. They can't get over the dome. Come on, guys. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I got a peek at, tried to get into the Vatican archives, but I learned an awful lot there. The secret tombs where they still do child sacrifices, just to name one, as well as how they manipulate the currencies, how they control the governments. It's just totally amazing. And all done behind the cloak of Jesus Christ. And they hide behind their religion, which is not a religion. Basically, it is a hybrid religion in the sense they use religion when in fact they're nothing more than crooks, thieves, and murderers. And that's proven in history. If you go back and look, and it all leads up to what's going on today, because today, what is COVID-19 really? They don't want you to have a second opinion, because that'll lead to the fact that, you know, they're killing people. And what they're doing overtly and through the guise of medicine now is actually murder, conspiracy to commit it by withholding facts, not giving you facts, and then allowing people to take these drugs. Now, the legal arguments behind that will never get to the courts. And I think many of these lawyers that are fighting on the good side, creating these big organizations, are actually working with them, because that's how they operate. And I won't name names. But this guy, supposedly, Mr. Close, he went all over and enabled him to show how the Jesuits had a hand behind so many plots when they have tried to strike England in the back to begin with. He says this: it is the historic custom of the Church of Rome to enlist in its service monastic and quasi-monastic bodies in addition to the ordinary clergy. In its hour of greatest need, at a very outbreak of the Reformation, the Society of Jesus was formed as one of these auxiliary regiments, and in the war which the Church of Rome has waged since that date, and to this date, the Jesuits have rendered the most spirited and conspicuous service. Not a work of history can be opened in any language, but it will contain more references to the Jesuits than to all other religious orders collectively. But what is a Jesuit? The society remains the pinnacle of Roman clerical world, is still chiefly seeks the wealthy and the powerful. It is the arch enemy of progress and liberalism in the Catholic theology. Its scholarship is singularly undistinguished in proportion to its resources. It is an amazing study, folks, and I'm talking now, to look into who they are, especially if you're born a Catholic, raised by them. I mean, I was in Catholic school much of my, you know, until I was out of high school. Jesuits, Holy Cross Fathers, etc. And to understand how they operate and how they use high schools and all these lower-level priests as their front for what's going on in the world today is just an extraordinary story. And I will, over the course of the next shows, next year or so, go back and talk about some of the more important ones that I discovered from the first time that I learned about them when I was in Rome as a fledgling journalist. And I was in a terrorist attack, which brought me closer to the truth than I wanted to, almost costing me my life. And wouldn't be here if it wasn't for about 10 seconds, and that's what I'm talking about. 10's a lucky number for me. Anyway, the bomb went off in a newspaper in Italy, in Rome. In the newspaper, the American newspaper that I entered, went down to the newsroom 10 seconds after I crossed the path of the bomb, walked down these steps. Boom, it goes off, and nobody was injured. It was set off at a time when only me and another Italian were in there. And from there, I started to wonder, who the hell put that there? And then found out a lot of things that I didn't want to find out about that newspaper, about how the press operates in Rome, how the CIA basically funded that newspaper, and how the Jesuits and the Vatican were involved with all of these terrorist organizations using their minions in the CIA, in the government, to basically create what's going on today, terrorism. Terrorism is now, it's, think about this. They created small terrorist groups. Then that grew into, that was regional. Then it grew into national with all of the, with worldwide with the 9/11 fiasco after that. Now they're the terrorists. Every organization that's running the world is the terrorist. But they always claim to be the good guy, right? That's how they operate. They create the problem, then they solve it, and they say, we will protect you. The Hegelian dialectic, used in almost everything they do. For example, Russia, America, fighting tooth and nail, NATO, Russia. But they both are on the same side. And what happens is you get Russia fighting America, the synthesis and the anti and the two theories to create their synthesis, the thesis, the antithesis to create their synthesis, to help them create it. They do it, and that their synthesis wants to be the Great Reset, and it's working. You have to admit. There was somebody sent me an email just today. And it was a picture of Klaus Schwab in 2017. And I'm not going to show you the picture. I'm going to explain it to you so you can picture this evil man with horns on saying that we have finally reached some of our most highest goal. And he said this in 2017. And that is we've infiltrated all of the governments of the world. And then there's pictures of at least, I mean, it could, let me just name the important ones. We got America, Canada, Australia, China. And it goes on and on and on. Everybody in Europe, London, you know, England, all of them working under this pretext of the Great Reset. All of them saying the same thing. All of them bringing the same crazy lockdowns and the same crazy things to your doorstep every day. All of them. You know, what about, you know, isn't it insane? You wake up one day and they're killing. There's a website. You have to get this. Because we were put here basically to protect our animals, to protect being, protect this, right? Treat them well. You would not believe the amount of poultry, the amount of animals that are being slaughtered as we speak around the world in the name of protecting you. It's incredible. Just incredible. And they're doing it to human beings too now. So what else can I tell you then? We are up against an evil power that wants to take your mind, body, and soul. Unfortunately, it's working. And how can we stop this? The only way is stop the podcast, the million podcasts that are out there and the 1,737 new ones that were started this month isn't going to do it. Of course, we get the message out, but then the message becomes lukewarm. You know, the message is like this. It's almost as if it would be better to take one of those big airplanes and drop leaflets like they did in Vietnam, because they are blowing in the wind and they'll blow right away into the wind, into the ocean. But the important thing is that you dissect what's happening. You question every single word because they have not deserved your trust. They don't deserve being in there telling you. They come up with the craziest things. Over the years, it keeps getting worse and worse. It's not, like I said, in history, it's always been a series of ups and downs. Never seemed to go anywhere. And now we're on a downward spiral. It's going to level out to the point where, like I said, what I said on the first, I played that little clip about the social credit score, where they're going to take everything from you. And in the words of that evildoer, Klaus Schwab, you're going to have nothing and you're going to like it. Well, I think I will be one of the ones, and that will say right now, that we better do something before that, because I'm telling you, this, they're not going to stop. These people are going to continue. They're going to continue. Right now, I'm listening to this new strain of COVID. You know, it's going to be so bad. Massachusetts now has started to lock down people again. Mask mandates are coming back. So it's going to be another year. And like I said, 10 years, they want to, by 2030, to really have a footprint in the Great Reset so that there's no coming back. And once they get what they have, once they established masks, even though you know they're harmful, they do not help, a majority of people will wear them, even though they know, even though, or they don't know. They can do what they want. That's the whole idea of what's happening here. From weather manipulation to robots now controlling every facet of life in the future, to taking away your spirit of life, to basically telling you where you can go, what you can do, what you can eat. They're basically, it's going to be one experiment after another. If they can put this stuff into people's body without people checking it and then pass laws which state that anybody that disagrees with this is a terrorist, then you understand how they operate. They always accuse you of what they are. They are the terrorists. There's no coming back from that philosophy. Oh, it's telling me I have 1 minute. I put this on there because I always go over, but it's annoying. I'm going to take it off. Listen, that's what they do. They accuse you of being a terrorist just because you want to get a second opinion. They accuse you of being a terrorist just because you disagree with 9/11. They accuse you of being a terrorist if you talk bad about the Jesuits. Oh, yeah. They don't want... Oh, that is crazy. Boy, oh, my goodness. You're going to be awakened again to all of the things that I had to bring on this show for 20 years to get this point across. And yes, Alex Jones is a gatekeeper working with them. Yes, Donald Trump works with them, even though he seems to be the white hope for conservative America. Because again, in the last seconds here, Hegelian dialectic, Democrats, Republicans, the thesis, the antithesis to get their synthesis. Behind the scenes, they're buddies. They have beers together while they fight in the public view. Hypocritical, yes. Diabolical, yes. We'll learn on this show, hopefully. Back Tuesday on the Greg Anthony Show.